On this happy day, we are celebrating three joyful occasions. First, of course, is the feast of Our Lady's Assumption into Heaven. The second is the first solemn mass of a new priest in this church. And the third is the blessing of the beautiful Lourdes Grotto just outside. And so our thoughts naturally return towards the relationship between Our Lady and the priest. And what better way to consider this relationship than to think about our third topic, which is Lourdes, and the priest who was involved with the first and original Lourdes Grotto in France in the year 1858. His name was Father Peramal, and he was the parish priest of Lourdes, a small town in the mountains of southern France, almost near the border of Spain. He had a child in his parish who had claimed to have seen a heavenly apparition in a cave outside of the town. And he had asked this child, whose name was Saint Bernadette Soubirous, to ask the apparition her name next time she appeared. And so, on the cold morning of the 25th of March, 1858, Saint Bernadette came up to him and told him that the apparition had called herself the Immaculate Conception. Father Peramal was completely dumbfounded by this, because the dogma of the Immaculate Conception had only just been defined. Theologians were still struggling to understand it. And this doctrine was one that was not commonly known among the lay people, least of all a poor and ignorant child like Saint Bernadette. And yet here she was, standing in front of him, speaking to him in theological terms that he himself could barely understand. He felt a great fear and awe come upon him, because he realized now that Our Lady had truly come down into his little village with a message from heaven. Now, this priest had previously been skeptical about the vision of Our Lady. He was a typical priest of the old school. He was very strong in his beliefs, and sometimes he could maybe be a little bit harsh in the way he would express them. But he was only looking out for the safety of his people. He was only doing his duty in hesitating to accept the apparition, because the vast majority of private apparitions are false or are the work of the devil. But his intentions were good, and he was devoted to Our Lady, and so Our Lady knew how to reach his heart. And as soon as he saw the truth of the apparition, he became its most staunch promoter. And in fact, when he heard that the Masonic chief of police was planning to arrest Saint Bernadette and put her in a mental institution, he went to his office and said to him, "If you come to arrest Bernadette, tell your men to come well armed, because they will have to go over my dead body." And so all of the resistance of this priest to the apparition had become a powerful force in favor of it. And so we see that Our Lady has a special protection for priests. And even though a priest might sometimes seem to be making a mistake, as Father Peramal, or to be too harsh in suppressing something that other people think is good, he usually has good intentions. And if he is wrong, as in this case it turned out to be, his patron, the Blessed Mother, will gently make him see the correct way to proceed. Because Our Lady is truly the patron of the priest. Now, what exactly is a patron? A patron is a sponsor, someone who pays for someone else's expenses. For example, The kids of a town might start a local sports team, like a little league or something like that, but they need money for equipment. And so they go to a local merchant or businessman, and they ask for help. He tells them that he will sponsor them. He will pay for all of their needs. And in exchange, normally they will put up a sign advertising his business when they play baseball. And he is their sponsor. In the same way, Our Lady is the sponsor of every priest. She has access to all of the treasuries of grace of her Son. And she can dispense them in whatever way she wants. This is what we call the doctrine of Our Lady being the mediatrix of all graces. And so a priest goes to Our Lady when he needs some graces. First of all, he needs graces to be a good priest and to overcome his own human weaknesses. And then he also needs graces for his people. Of course, he prays for his people in general, but he will also make specific mentions, quietly in his mind, of course, of this person or that person in his flock, who might have a particularly heavy cross to bear, or who might have some habit of sin, or someone who might slowly be drifting away from the church into the outer darkness. He goes to Our Lady with all of these requests for grace, and she gives him as much as he needs, because she sees that the priest is continuing the work of her Son. His job is to continue the work of the redemption by distributing grace and forgiving sin and sanctifying people as much as possible. And Our Lady knows how important it is that the fruits of her Son's death be distributed as much as possible, because she herself was a witness, of course, to how much it cost her Son to redeem mankind. She understands also and shares his great hunger for souls. And so she is a willing helper of the priest, and she gives him the graces he needs in order to continue this work. But at the same time, the priest has to remember that he is only a channel of grace. He is not able to win sinners back because he's a nice guy, or because he's convincing, or because of any other of his natural gifts. No, every time he's able to help someone spiritually in any way, the power to do so comes from God and from the Blessed Mother. And if he begins to think he is the one doing the work, he will have problems. Just like if the Little League team that we saw earlier tried to buy their own equipment without having any money, their checks would bounce and they would be prosecuted for fraud. And if a priest depends on himself to produce grace, he will also have problems. And so, instead, he goes to his patron. And just as the Little League team promotes their sponsor every time they play, by putting up signs for his store on the outfield fences and giving him glowing recommendations at the seventh inning stretch, so the priest will frequently promote his sponsor. He will encourage his people to put their trust in Our Lady, to bring their needs to her, and to honor her. And of course, the best way to honor her is to imitate her virtues, her complete detachment from the world, her purity, her poverty, and her complete resignation to the will of God. When Saint Gabriel told her that she would be the mother of God, she knew that if she accepted, she would have to suffer more than all of humanity put together could ever suffer. And yet she accepted because she knew that it was the will of God. When God asks us to suffer something much less, are we as willing as she was? But we should pray to Our Lady to give us some of the resignation that she had throughout her whole life, and especially on Calvary, when she watched her son die a cruel death, and she suffered a corresponding interior martyrdom of her own. And so pray for priests that they will stay close to their sponsor, who in turn will keep them on the straight and narrow. Because the holier a priest is, the more God will use him as a tool for dispensing his grace. And so if you pray for priests, you are the primary beneficiary, because a priest exists for the sake of the lay people. And the holier a priest is, the more he can help you. And remember also that what we have said about a priest's relation with Our Lady applies in a similar way to a layman. A layman also doesn't have within himself the means to overcome temptation, to progress in virtue, and to fulfill the duties of his state. But he does have a powerful sponsor who is willing and able to supply for all of his wants. And in fact, she is willing to give him much more than he even would ask for himself. God has shown the human race that the way that he wants us to come to him is through Our Lady. Whenever God has a message to give to mankind, who is it that comes? Is it our Lord? Usually not, no. With the exception of the apparition of the Sacred Heart, there have been almost no large and significant private revelations given by our Lord to mankind. No, he almost always sends his mother. Look at the list of Marian apparitions: Fatima, Lourdes, La Salette, the miraculous metal apparitions, Guadalupe, and so on. And usually these apparitions are favored with enormous numbers of miracles: miraculous springs of water, prophecies, healings and conversions, and even the sun dancing in the sky. The lesson that God wants to give us is that Our Lady is our mediator, our link to heaven. She is our sponsor, and she will give us a full backing in our goal to get to heaven, if only we trust in her and strive to honor her by a good Christian life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.